You're listening to Geek This, the pop culture podcast with minimal nerd rage.
Welcome to Geek This. My name is Dave Clements, and today, well, if you've listened to Geek This a lot in the last 5 years, since 2012, since the podcast started, you may have noticed a trend that is not intentional, but some people think that it is. We have rarely talked about DC Comics and DC Entertainment, aside from Batman. It was brought to my attention in a conversation that I had recently that maybe, just maybe, I hate DC. In fact, my loathing for DC has been brought up a couple times with friends, and I've never really been able to explain why I may or may not hate them. So, on this episode, I would like to kind of clear the air and explain my point of view. And I also want to explain how I'm going to remedy this issue that we find ourselves in, or that I find myself in. So, sit back, relax, prepare for a little bit of a story. So I was born in 1987. That makes me 30 years old at the time of this recording. And that means that my childhood took place back in the 1990s. That's where I found the things I was interested in, and they helped kind of form who I was going to be. And what was interesting about that era is comics were kind of booming at that time. There was this bubble in the 90s, and that's for a whole other like history of episode. But I wasn't ever really interested in comic books as a kid. What I was interested in was actually the comic book cartoons, and those were my jam. Those were my thing. And since that was the case, it was really easy for me to become very familiar with Marvel characters like Spider-Man, the X-Men, the Hulk, Fantastic Four. Those cartoons, Marvel cartoons, were much more prevalent for me personally. So that meant that I had Marvel toys to go along with them. But that doesn't mean I didn't have experience with DC in some way or another. I mean, as a kid, I didn't know the difference between Marvel and DC. It didn't matter to me. A superhero was a superhero was a superhero. It didn't matter. But my experience with DC was very limited because when I was younger, I only had experience with the Michael Keaton Batman films, Batman and Batman Returns. That was really it. And if there was a character outside of either of those two movies, I didn't know that they existed. And it wasn't until sometime later that I actually discovered Batman the Animated Series. And even then, I didn't understand the concept of shared universes that, you know, if I'm watching this cartoon or reading this comic book, not that I read a lot of comics at that young of an age, I didn't know that Superman and the Flash and other DC characters existed outside of that show. And once Superman the Animated Series came on, I watched it, but I wasn't as interested in it as I was Batman. And so that was less exposure in a way. So now I knew, okay, Superman is a thing, but I didn't know any Superman characters. It didn't matter to me. And in fact, that could be part of the reason why I still, at 30 years old, don't find Superman to be a very interesting character. And that is a totally different episode that we can talk about later. So don't yell at me. We need to talk about it. So as I grew older, comic book characters and superheroes kind of faded away for me. They didn't have a lot of value when it came to my interests. I mean, I was really getting into novels, books, especially by Ted Dekker, because I was very much immersed in the Christian culture that I wouldn't say that I was forced into, but I didn't know anything else. So I was very much into Christian novels and Christian music. Obviously, there weren't really Christian video games at the time. So, but still, books and music and video games were the thing that I got into when I became a teenager. And movies, I guess, were another really big thing. I can remember having plenty of discussions with my dad about how I spent money. And I can remember that he usually didn't have a problem with me buying music, but he couldn't ever understand why I would buy a DVD of a movie I've already watched. so anyway, yeah, like superheroes and comics and stuff like that, it just kind of disappeared. I didn't care. I mean, Star Wars was, you know, becoming a bigger thing again with the, you know, release of The Phantom Menace. Like superheroes didn't matter. So I had no affiliation, Marvel or DC. And the only person that I knew who liked comics actively, who read comic books, and even had a Superman tattoo on his chest when he turned 18, was my older cousin. And I wasn't really around him much, but I remember the day I was over at his house. And if you're familiar with Christian music, you'll know that there is an artist by the name of Toby Mac. And this is a very kind of embarrassing story for me just because I was so ignorant. But it also shows how wrapped up in Christian culture I was, which I'm not knocking. I'm just saying it's nice to expose yourself to things outside of your comfortability bubble, which is kind of the theme here. But I remember going over to his house, and he's had a subscription to, I think it was Wizard Magazine, like, you know, the convention, you know what I'm talking about. Anyway, he had a subscription to that. So he's playing his PlayStation and I'm just flipping through magazines waiting for my turn. And I see that Tobey Maguire is going to be playing Spider-Man in this upcoming Spider-Man movie. And for me, for whatever reason, I thought it was Tobey Mac. I don't know. It's super dumb. But for whatever reason, that got me more interested. So I read this entire article. I started getting really excited for this movie that was coming out because I was into movies, but now I was seeing my childhood start to come to life. And now, granted, I had missed some of the other superhero movies that had come out, you know, like Blade and whatever else had come out, you know, in that span of time. It didn't matter to me until I heard about Sam Raimi coming out to do Spider-Man. And that just rocked my world. And so 2002 comes along. I watch and absolutely love the first Spider-Man movie. I remember asking for Christmas, I wanted this box set that had the DVD and another DVD that had an interview with Stan Lee by some dude named Kevin Smith that I had no idea who he was. And it came with a film cell. And I still have that box. Now, I don't have everything in it, but I was so excited. And it was bringing me back into comics. And I had no idea. But somehow I think through fate, if you want to call it that, I think it was a box of cereal came with a free comic book, or something I was consuming regularly came with a free comic book. And it happened to be kind of this preview issue of Ultimate Spider-Man versus the Hulk. And I still kind of remember that cover with the Hulk's big green face on it. And I read it and I was like, yes, this is cool. And now you have to understand this is 2002-ish. And so they're starting to use a lot more of like the digital coloring and trying to put more 3D kind of things into this. So if you remember the original Ultimate Spider-Man books that Brian Michael Bendis wrote, you'll notice that kind of stuff was in the artwork, at least in the covers. And I just thought it was the coolest thing. And so I jumped in. I tried to find these books where I could, and it was much harder then. So, you know, if I happened to go somewhere and they happened to have, you know, an issue or two, I would pick it up and just read it. Usually standing at the checkout line in, you know, the grocery store or something like that. I didn't have a lot of exposure, and somehow, I don't remember how, somehow, you know, 5 years later in 2007, I come across Civil War. Now, I really don't remember how I came up with that or how I found it, but it pulled me in, and I haven't left comics since then, and I haven't left Marvel since then. And that's kind of where I'm at. It kind of leads us to present day. So you can see I didn't have a lot of exposure to DC outside of Batman, because my parents didn't have an opinion one way or another when it came to comic books. Like, they didn't force anything on me in particular. In fact, when I was younger, we were going to SeaWorld in Ohio. I live in Indiana. We were going on vacation to Ohio to go to SeaWorld. And because I like to draw, and I've always liked to draw, I actually got in trouble a week, maybe 2 weeks before we actually went on this vacation. And of all things, I wrote in the car. I wrote on the car, just doodled it, whatever, and didn't clean it off, which led me to be grounded. And I was not allowed to draw or use any kind of activity books or crossword puzzles or word search puzzles at all on our trip to Ohio, which as a kid, that's a really long drive. It's only a couple, 3 hours to wherever SeaWorld was at the time. So my parents were like, well, he can't just sit there and do nothing for 2 or 3 hours. Let's give him something to do. So they went into the local Christian bookstore, and mom's like, okay, I want you to find a book that is interesting to you. And I happened to find a paperback Marvel Comics adaptation of John Bunyan's Pilgrim's Progress. And I still have it. I have read it multiple times. And it is absolutely very 90s in the artwork and just, you know, the visual representation there. And I was hooked. I loved that comic book. I mean, enough for me to still have it all these years later. And again, it was Marvel. I don't know how, I don't know why, but it was, you know, I'm looking at it and going, I had no other choice. Maybe it's because Indiana is like, you know, more of a Marvel state than it is a DC state? I don't really know. The only other exposure to comic books I had at that age and through my teenage years until I came into knowing about Ultimate Spider-Man and Civil War was this little series called Archangels. It was published by a company called Eternal, and I have every issue. My parents bought the first two, and I think I bought every other issue after that. I think there's a total of 9 issues, and it's absolutely a thing of its time, if I'm really, really honest. But yeah, I mean, that's what I'm saying. I don't hate DC Comics. To be honest, I haven't really given them a chance because I don't know where to start. I'm familiar with Marvel characters. I'm familiar with Spider-Man and friends. I'm familiar with the Avengers. And a lot of that, too, is thanks to the MCU and the things that are going on there, because that is ever expanding. And you, when you see that there's a new movie coming out with this new character, you're like, yeah, I want to learn more about them before I go see them in the theater. And I haven't been that, I haven't felt that way when it comes to the DC movies. There's no draw for me. I you know, Justice League, that was the, maybe the most interesting movie, and I think I talked about that. It was the most interesting movie for me, and it wasn't great. But I do have to say, I do have experience with The Flash. I have a little bit of experience with Wonder Woman. So I'm trying. I really, really am. So here is the deal. And I'm going to need your help. So please, leave some feedback for me, whether it's here on Facebook, anywhere. You can find all that out at geekthispodcast.com. Where should I start? There are so many books going on right now, so many events. What is one series that you suggest that I get the trade for and I start reading at volume one and at least give that a try? Start with one whole volume of a title. Where should that start? Yes, I will read a Superman series. I promise. Just because I am trying to, like I said earlier, move myself out of the comfortability bubble that I am currently in. And that was another reason why I wanted to read more books that weren't part of, you know, DC and Marvel. And then the more I thought about it and the more I started to read stuff from IDW and from Image, the more I realized I really don't read a lot of DC. And so that got my brain going. And I really kind of accused myself of hating DC. Like, do I really hate DC? Am I on that bandwagon? No, I just haven't been exposed to anything outside of Batman. So that is what I'm going to try and do. That is how I am going to remedy this situation. I want to become more well-rounded in comics. So I am going to read a non-Batman DC Comics series. I will find one and I will start there, but I really, really, really would love suggestions for what you think I should read. I do know David Hunt is very much into Green Lantern, so I might grab a Green Lantern book. But outside of that, I don't know where to start. I've heard The Flash is good. Should I go with Aquaman? Let me know in the comments for this episode. You can go to geekthispodcast.com. Find all of the information there. And, yeah, I mean, this is my quest to understand the world of comics and truly appreciate what's out there, because what if I'm missing out on something that's really great to geek out on, you know? So that's going to do it for this episode. Thank you guys so much for listening to the podcast. I can't say it enough how much I appreciate it. And I look forward to talking to you next week.
Thanks for listening to Geek This. New episodes release every Wednesday. To keep from missing out, be sure to subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Google Play Music, or Stitcher by going to geekthispodcast.com and clicking subscribe. While you're there, be sure to check out the show notes to this episode and others to get links to things we mentioned. We hope you enjoyed this episode and join us next week for more pop culture with minimal nerd rage.
So Marvel movies aren't so bad, right? I mean, it taught you to stay till the end of the credits, whether it's a podcast or a movie, that or you're just letting this play while you finish doing whatever so you can listen to, you know, the podcast you like more than this. Anyway, here's the deal. This episode, if you're listening to it the day that it comes out on January 24th, 2018. Now, I'm going to try something that is a little bit more work for me, but it's something that I've wanted to do for a very long time with the podcast. And now that I kind of have this routine down with Wednesdays, I'm going to go ahead and throw a monkey into the blender and try something different. This Saturday, I'm going to release an episode on the feed that you're listening to this podcast on. It's going to be kind of a bonus weekly show called The Back Issues. And that is going to be just a way for me to talk about geek-related news that is coming out or has come out through the previous week. And I get to share my thoughts on it. It's just kind of an experiment kind of thing. Eventually, if you guys enjoy it and you give enough feedback, I may actually start doing that live on Saturday mornings. So think of it as a kind of a Saturday morning cartoon. You can have your cereal and chat with me while I do the episode. So it's an experiment, and I would really appreciate if you guys would, you know, double check your podcast apps, whatever it is that you listen to. Make sure you're subscribed, first of all. Go to geekthispodcast.com/sub, and that'll make sure that you're notified, or at least you see it in your podcast app when there's a new episode. So yeah, that is kind of the plan, and I really hope that you enjoy this little test episode. That's it. I'm done rambling. Thank you guys so much for listening, and enjoy New Comic Book Day.